Well, good morning. It's Jeff Wine, host of The Car Show here on Sun Sounds Radio. Folks, once again, we have an action-packed show for you today. Going to catch you up on the latest and greatest of the world of the automobile. Well, today, it was the final day for the Formula One season for 2024, and I'll have those results for you. It was Ferrari versus McLaren, and it comes down to the final race, which is kind of exciting. For the Constructors' Championship, Drivers' Championship was already decided by Max Verstappen back in Las Vegas, but the Constructors' Championship was still up. I've got an article about a truck that is being sold and transferred across country and Dad's truck being moved. We've got a story about a Miata upcoming. What's happening with Jaguar? There's a whole rebrand going with that company. Got Christmas gift ideas for those people out there looking for something for their car enthusiast friend or family member. We'll have a little weird automotive news. Of course, we'll talk about gas prices. And of course, it wouldn't be The Car Show without a little car talk. You know what to do. Fasten those seatbelts nice and tight. It's going to be a fast ride on The Car Show. Well, the first article from the pages of Racer Magazine, the headline reads, Dominant Norris secures Constructor Champions and honors for McLaren over Ferrari. Well, Lando Norris closed out the Formula One season by winning the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix to secure McLaren its first Constructors' Championship since 1998. This feels incredible, Norris said. Not for just myself, for the whole team. The team has done an amazing job this year to come where we were from the beginning of the year. I'm so proud of everyone. It's been a lovely journey. To end the season like this is just perfect. For us to win our first Constructors' Championship after 26 years drought. Well, Carlos Sainz finished a strong second, ultimately ineffectual in trying to win the race and secure the championship for Ferrari. Quote, obviously, it's a bittersweet feeling today. The end of my drive with the folks at Ferrari. This is my last race. We had everything we could do to match the pace of Lando and the McLaren. I give it everything I could. I think we can be proud of the effort and the championship effort we put together. Leclerc, the teammate on the Ferrari, completed a mammoth 16th-place recovery from 19th on the grid to finish third and run and be on the podium. His rise was entirely self-made with 11 places gained on one lap only without the benefit of a safety car or significant interruption to bunch up the field. I knew I had to be very aggressive, Leclerc said. I knew that in lap one I had to take as much risk and the possibility to gain as many places as I could to be in a better position for the rest of the race. But this was achieved, but unfortunately I just started too far back to do anything more than we did today. We came up just a little short of our goal, which is a shame, but at the end we tried everything we could. Well, Lewis Hamilton finished off in fourth to cap a brilliant recovery from starting 16th on the grid. The seven-time champion will depart Mercedes at the end of the year. Also gained four places on the first lap with a feisty race with his teammate George Russell with two laps to go. So incredible. He's leaving Mercedes-Benz and going over to Ferrari. And Carlos Sainz is leaving Ferrari and going to Williams. So it's a big, everybody just moving around all over the place at the end of the season. But I'd like to congratulate my friends over at McLaren. I'm a big McLaren fan for their IndyCar team as well as their Formula One team. And it was a little bit dicey in that start when Oscar Piastri got bumped by Max Verstappen and spun off on the track. But Lando Norris won the race and secured the Constructors' Championship for McLaren. Well, from the pages of Hemmings magazine, this one's called The Power of Personalization. Well, the driver was a Russian expat, a big gulp of Stoli, maybe 6'3", tall and sturdy built. We conversed via the magic of a translation app in his smartphone. Without it, his English was much better than my Russian. And he was here to collect my late father's Model A hot rod pickup truck on behalf of its new owner and haul it from the northwest to the southeast. And he seemed to be happy to have this job. He said, I lived in Russia for 50 years. I saw nothing, he told me. Since I've been driving in America, I've seen the whole country. Now, the driver's enthusiasm made a sad occasion for my mom and me a little easier. Plus, he seemed very concerned about the well-being of my dad's Model A. He even let me load it onto the trailer. I have a soft spot for anybody who drives for a living. It can be a thankless, lonely job. Without trucks and conscientious operators, everything in America will come to a standstill. So give a truck driver a break in traffic. Don't crowd them. They're just trying to make a living. Okay, lecture's over. Now, the next time I saw the Model A, it was in the photos texted to me by its new owner. It made it to the trip safely, fired it up, and backed it right off the trailer. The buyer was thrilled, and a big thank you to the hardworking gang in Hemmings who helped find Dad's old truck a perfect new caretaker. Now, a young guy once told me that resto mods are popular with his generation because they appreciate the vintage styling, but they like the modern amenities, and they want to be able to drive and use their collector vehicles. At the same time, I thought, well, my dad said the same exact thing when he was hot-rodding his Model A, and he was born in 1940. In fact, he said the same thing when he was hot-rodding his 1939 Chevy Coupe in the 90s. Well, right about the time many of us, today's young resto-mod-loving Americans, were pushing our toy cars and Hot Wheels across the playroom floors, making that vroom-vroom noise with our mouths. Modified old cars have always been popular. And in this current issue of Hemmings Motor News, I've seen the distinct differences between the subsegments of modern vehicles. Hot rods, street rods, customs, resto mods, pro touring cars, etc. Now there seems to be a variation on the theme. People love to personalize their old cars, and they want to classify them as their business. Personally, I have a great respect for people, like my dad, who can imagine something else fabricated into existence out of thin air. Our friends drove off slowly westbound into the golden light of the setting sun with Dad's truck on the trailer. He took a rolling embodiment of my dad's life philosophy with him, something a translator app can't really convey. And somehow, though, the driver said goodbye to me and my mom, and I felt like he understood. So a cool story about Dad's truck finding a new owner and the helpful Russian expat who got the truck there safely. CNN, the Jaguar reveals the first concept car after its controversial rebrand. Well, the British auto luxury automaker Jaguar has revealed its Type 00 concept car, the first glimpse of the new all-electric vehicle following a controversial rebrand that has divided many opinions about the car and the manufacturer. The manufacturer said it was introducing an unmistakably unexpected and dramatic physical manifestation of Jaguar as the brand continues to transform in a statement published on Tuesday after the car was unveiled at the Miami Art Week celebration. The Type 00 has a long bonnet, or a hood in the United States, a fastback profile, and a 23-inch alloy wheels, and are presented in two colors, Miami Pink and London Blue. Well, the former reflects the iconic Art Deco surroundings, of the latter references its British heritage, Jaguar said in the release. While the Type 00 is a concept and will never go into production, it has divided opinions online. One commenter said the car looks sleek, but another said, well, 00 is about how many you'll sell. It's beyond ugly. Now, Jaguar will become an all-electric brand focused on luxury vehicles, but the evolution goes further than that. The transition extends into and beyond their products. Jaguar Designs and Engineers represents a reimagination of its entire brand, according to the automaker. Now, the new brand identity is also stoked in controversy when it was revealed in November. Under the tagline, Copy Nothing, Jaguar established a promotional vehicle which featured a diverse group of cast of models posing and moving through an otherworldly landscape, which drew the ire of the traditionalists. Where are the cars in the ad? Is this for fashion or for automobiles? One commenter said on X. The 102-year-old luxury automaker is replacing its former logo and a replenishment on all capital letters with a new one that's supposed to be a powerful celebration of modernism, according to the company. The other changes would be the redesign of the pouncing cat logo called the Leaper. The new monogram incorporates a J and an R in the car, and the Card and Driver Report reports that the Leaper, which has adorned the cars for several decades, is being eliminated in favor of a badge. This reimagining that captures the essence of Jaguar's returning to the values that once made it so loved to make it relevant for a contemporary audience. And that's according to Jerry McGovern, Jaguar and Land Rover's chief creative officer, said in a press release last month. The first production cars under the new direction will be a four-door electric Grand Tour, which will be built in the United Kingdom, and it will be revealed sometime in late 2025. Jaguar is also planning on opening a number of brand stores around the world, the first which is slated to open in Paris. And from the pages of Hemmings again, the headline reads, Why I Joined the Miata Fan Club. Well, among many problems that can afflict older vehicles, a failing clutch release mechanism is one of the better ones to have, because you can still make it home if you know the proper technique. To avoid getting black flagged by the Hemmings legal department for encouraging potentially risky behavior, I'll just say that it includes starting your car in gear with that bucking thing that looks like you just learned how to drive a stick. If anybody actually does anymore. Now, I mention this because I recently had to have the clutch hydraulics replaced in my 1992 Mazda MX-5 Miata, and that job cost me a grand total of $380, parts and labor included. And for some reason, even Google can't figure this out, why my clutch problem was intermittent most of the time. The clutch worked just fine. As far as the mechanic can tell, the components he replaced were original to the car that lasted 32 years and 173,000 miles, so I can't complain. Now, to date, that's the only repair that this Miata has needed in my 15 months of ownership. All the other expenses have been the usual stuff: oil changes, fill-ups, insurance, registration, and two infrequent visits to the car wash. Now, simplicity is the owner's friend, and few modern cars have it as simple as this. No touchscreens, no power windows, not even cruise control. There's not too much to break. The 1.6 liter double overhead cam 4 is original. It doesn't burn any oil. It sips gas at an astonishingly low rate. The 5-speed transmission, also original, snicks through the gears like it's new. Now, I know this is going to come to a surprise to you, because you've probably heard stories like this from people who owned Miatas, or maybe you've even owned one yourself. As I mentioned a few months back, this is my first Miata, and I bought it with the encouragement of my friend John as a replacement for my Mercedes 190E 2.3. It's a first-generation MX-5, which Mazda calls the NA model, which you can easily tell from the NB, NC, and NDs by its pop-up headlights. This is my daily driver, just as Mazda intended it to be, and I don't hesitate it to use in all types of weather. And in fact, all 8 seasons that are in New England, you have mud, spring, summer, fall, stick, almost winter, winter, and yes, still winter. Now, I imagine most of you, or at least have ridden in a sports car or owned a sports car with a folding roof. And if you haven't, it's something you need to do. I recently drove from our home in Maine to Stowe, Vermont for the annual British Invasion Car Show, a 4-hour trip that took me through the White Mountain National Park in New Hampshire. It was a memorable drive for me because of the 2-lane highway. But again, even a trip to the local supermarket is even more fun in a convertible, even though it doesn't have as many scenic overlooks. Now, does this car have any shortcomings? Well, if I have to be honest, the Miata isn't the best for bringing home a week's worth of groceries or going to, let's say, Home Depot and trying to bring home a bunch of lumber. But it will, however, swallow my overnight bag, my laptop, my camera bag, without forcing me to leave my spare tire at home. I love the trunk latch that clicks with the turn of a key in the lock, not with the press of a button on a key fob. And again, I know, I'm weird like that. Where I have to be careful is about running out of space on the shelf in my office. Who knew there were so many Miata knickknacks around the world? Well, Miatas get better all the time, and I'm sure the new NDs are wonderful cars, especially those with the retractable, fastback roof. But there's something to be said of the purity of the NA's design, and it vaguely resembles that of a Lotus Elan, and that calls my name. Sure, a little extra horsepower might be useful. Do I find myself sometimes reaching for a non-existent sixth gear when I'm on the highway? Yeah, but I'm not convinced that would make this car any more fun to drive, or any more endearing. So here's to the next 173,000 miles. I guess I better start saving right now for that additional clutch work. Well, the headline reads, Post-haste UPS trucks have been axed and replaced with a new fleet is a big U-turn in 2025 as new President Trump is set to cancel the $3 billion plan. Well, the U.S. Postal Service's eco-friendly future is in danger as Donald Trump is reported to cancel the new mail truck contract. The Postal Service recently announced a multi-billion dollar contract for at least 66,000 electric vehicle delivery trucks and charging stations. Now, Trump is reportedly weighing his options to cancel the new USPS contracts when he takes office, according to Reuters. The massive move to electric vehicles was highlighted in October when the zero-emission vehicles were already in production thanks to contracts with companies like Ford and the Oshkosh Corporation. We're moving forward to modernize our postal fleet, and we will bring a tremendous benefit to our organization. That's according to the Postmaster General at the time. The introduction of these new vehicles align with our operational strategy, financial health, and set us up to have improved service across the nation. The USPS planned to build one of the largest electric vehicle fleets by 2028 with $3 billion from Congress. Now, Oshkosh is expected to deliver about 45,000 of these electric vehicles, while the rest of the trucks will come from auto giants like Ford, according to a UPS statement. The first round of chargers supplied by companies like Siemens, ChargePoint, and Blinks are being installed, according to the Postal Service. At this point in time, USPS and Ford have not responded to comment regarding this. Oshkosh said they are honored to be selected to manufacture the next generation of delivery vehicles. Since we were selected to fulfill the contract in 2021, Oshkosh and the United States Postal Service has worked closely together on a design to deliver a modernized fleet with a flexibility mix of American-made electric and gas-powered vehicles that will connect homes and businesses across the country, and that was according to a statement from them. Some of the new vehicles are in service now, and we've received overwhelming positive feedback from the carriers and remain on track to meet all our deadline deliveries. Oshkosh is fully committed to our strong partnership with the USPS and look forward to providing better postal carriers and more reliable vehicles. Now, Trump has reportedly planned to axe the decision and wants to go back to gas-powered vehicles. So we'll see what's going to happen in this situation. They talked about all the pros and cons of these. The EV pros, convenient, you can charge them at home, great for commuting, reduce CO2s. The gas pros are, well, there's a highly developed fueling situation, fast refueling, and their costs are initially lower. So we'll see if this all happens, if President-elect Trump is going to roll back these things. But it's interesting, the article closes out with the future of EVs under the Trump administration remain unclear, especially after Tesla CEO Elon Musk was named as a cabinet pick for the Department of Government Efficiency. So we'll see. President Trump a lot of time talks about, and shouldn't say that, a lot of politicians talk about the things they are going to do. And in reality, sometimes those things don't get done exactly as they say. All right, let's talk about some possible holiday gifts for that, automotive enthusiast and gearhead in your life. And this is from a website called bestproducts.com. And I think all these things are available at Walmart or all the big box stores. So automotive fans can be tricky to shop for if you're not into cars or actually a gearhead yourself. But don't worry, after hours of research and testing, we've come up with several gadgets and gifts for that automotive enthusiast in your life. One, well, you can get them a funny car guy t-shirt. Could be a situation where, hi, I'm the car guy. Talk to me about cars if you want me to pay attention. Or if they're a brand fan like me, I like McLaren, Mustang, Corvette, those kind of things. Or racetracks or a particular brand, Caterpillar, those kind of cool things. Well, if you drive fast, you want to make sure that you have a radar detector. These used to be so popular back in the day, and they are making a comeback again. And you can get a radar detector from Cobra for around $150 a month. Excuse me, $150 a month, $150 to purchase. You live here in Arizona? Yeah, you got to think about some sunglasses. And there's so many different brands out there, so you can find what you like in that situation. Here's something new that I didn't really realize with this thing, was an Amazon Echo Dot for your car. So if you have an Alexa in your house and you want Alexa to play you some music or tell you what the weather is, well, now they have a device like that that's for your car. And you can get that at Amazon, and it's only $25. So that's kind of a cool idea. Of course, it's always great to get car washes, whether you want to get them a car wash from someone like Cobblestone, a local company here, or you want to buy them one of those kits that has all the lotions and potions and brushes and those kind of things. If they want to wash the car in the driveway themselves, that's always a great gift. How about a little battery booster? You never know when you're going to have a dead battery, and there's all sorts of little gadgets out there that charge up, and then you can help jumpstart your car, and they also act as really good as a backup battery for your phone, and I use one of those when I'm going camping. A cool thing that allows you to Bluetooth your car, your phone through your car audio system. That's really cool. It's only $22 at Amazon. It's a Car and Driver Bluetooth FM transmitter. So you plug that in and find the station on the radio, and you can pull in your phone to that. How about a car vacuum? How about this? A heated razor from Gillette with a Bugatti limited edition. If you need a new razor, it's only $120. Watches are cool. There's some expensive ones out there. There's some less expensive ones out there. Always good to have some kind of little thing that holds your phone in a proper position in your car. That's something that a lot of people deal with. How about an Apple AirTag for someone who loses their keys a lot? How about a McLaren Lego set? So you can build yourself a McLaren Formula One car out of Legos. It's only $160 from your friends at Amazon. A good flashlight. You cannot go wrong to make sure you always have a good flashlight in your car. A driving experience. There's several of those. The extreme guys are going to be out at Firebird, and that starts, I think, as little as less than $100 for a driving experience for around a racetrack with somebody driving you, or you actually driving a supercar yourself. How about something, a book, or how about this? How about the Ferrari versus Ford Collector's Edition Blu-ray disc? That's always a good one. And I can tell you this, folks, a gas card is always lovely, too. Just help them get some gasoline in their car and maybe a snack from your friends over at Circle K. So those are a couple options and ideas for that automotive enthusiast in your life that might need a little help finding a gift. Little weird automotive news. A wild ride woman's car held by the tow company for 5 months after a crash. And she finds out what the real story is. Well, a woman accused of a tow company of scamming her out of her car and holding it hostage for 5 months and then tried to charge her thousands of dollars. Well, the police opened an investigation into the towing company and a storage center for financial crimes and complaints from multiple drivers and insurance companies in Ottawa, where they located there in Ontario. Well, Dawn Levy said she dropped her Honda Civic off at the shady towing company after getting in a crash over the summer that left her with a dent and a flat tire. AT Collision and Legacy Towing are two businesses that work together in a storefront located in Hamilton, a city in Ontario, Canada. She drove her car to the business and then swapped it out for a rental car on June 28th. Her friend recommended their services as easy and convenient. The driver said the towing company worker who helped her was very friendly and spoke to her about her kids and made me feel like I could trust them. Well, they told me to reach out to my insurance company and contact the collision center and get a crash report and then let them know that they've taken out a rental. Well, she left her car in a crowded lot at the shop, and that was 5 months before she saw the inside of her Civic again. I told the insurance company I wanted to fix the car, but I never signed a work order, and I even knew wasn't even sure if they had a body shop. I eventually tried to get the car from their fenced-in lot, but they refused to hand the keys over to me, and then they stopped returning my calls. My insurance company said, give the rental car back, because this is definitely a scam. Well, the business claims that she owed them $6,100, including $2,500 for canceling the repairs that she never signed for, $995 for a tow, even though she drove the car to the shop itself. Yeah, they're just an incentive to get your money. Well, the Hamilton police are now investigating the tow operator for predatory business practices, according to a press release. Playing hide-and-seek with her vehicle, and by the time she got it back, she was shocked. She said the car was disgusting, covered in dirt after sitting in their lot for 5 months. It looked like animals ran all over it. On top of the disgusting interior, she said, they stole things out of my car. My Louis Vuitton car holder, my Lululemon shoes, and clothing I kept in the car were gone. They had emptied it. I even had a Costco-sized bag of oatmeal that they took as well. So hopefully this woman will get her money back, and she certainly has her car back. And got to be careful out there, because there are some scammy folks out there. So their friends over at AAA right now, the average gas price in the United States is $3.18 a gallon. Arizona, $3.17, so we're right on point. New Mexico, $2.77. Colorado, $2.84. Texas, $2.60. Oklahoma, $2.50. So our friends to the east definitely have cheaper gas. Let's see what's going on here with our gas prices here in Arizona. All right, let's talk about some cheap gas here in Phoenix. Right now, the least expensive gas is Sam's Club on Market Street in Gilbert at $2.52. The Walmart here in Scottsdale, $2.56. Now on Northside, the Costco over on Hayden in Scottsdale, $2.57. The Love's Travel Stop on Roosevelt Street in Tolleson, $2.69. The 76 station on North 27th Avenue is also at $2.75. So you should be able to find some cheap gas getting the close of $2.50 a gallon, and that is great. Well, if you happen to be heading south, there's actually some cheaper gas down in Casa Grande right now in the Arco station at $2.45, the Fast Trip at $2.47, the Love's Travel Stop in Eloy at $2.49. So, definitely Casa Grande and Eloy have the cheapest gas. And also, too, in Parker, the Terrible Herp station, $2.49 a gallon. Well, folks, we've reached that time. It's time for a little car talk. Dear Car Talk, I have a 1980 Toyota Celica ST. It has a 20R engine, and it has only 98,000 miles on it. I bought it in the mid-1990s with only 30,000 miles on it from a little old lady who only drove it to church on Sundays. Well, for the last couple months, when I make a hard left turn, the car loses power but doesn't quite stall. What do you think that could be? And that's from Chuck. Well, I think it's the float in your carburetor, Chuck. The carburetor is a metered fuel system that was adopted before fuel injection. Carburetors are crude devices, but we've had them for over 80 years. Inside the carburetor is a float, and the float is like in your toilet bowl. When the float drops down, the carburetor allows the fuel pump to send more fuel. When the fuel bowl fills up, the car float rises, and it cuts the flow off. Now, this may come as a shock to you, Chuck, but your float is now 44 years old. And it's porous, which means it ain't floating like it used to be. So when you make that hard left turn, the float is getting submerged in gasoline. And when it gets submerged, the carburetor thinks, incorrectly, that there's not enough fuel in there. So it calls for more. And that's what's happening when your engine gets flooded at that moment. That's why it acts like it wants to stall. Now, in theory, if you have the dexterity by putting your car in neutral and giving it some gas, you could send extra gas out the tailpipe and revive the engine. But if I'm right, you need a new carburetor. And to get one, just hop in your time machine and set it to 1982 and go back to your local Toyota dealer. Actually, these days, you should be able to find one online, if not one locally. And once you get that new carburetor installed, it will be as good as, well, not as new, but as good as it was, let's say, a couple years ago. Good luck. Yeah. Carburetors can be tricky and finicky little things. At our shop, we deal with that all the time. But the reality is fuel injection makes life a lot easier for everybody or a new carburetor. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for the car show today. My name is Jeff Wine. We'll meet you back again on the radio next Sunday. And you're listening to Sun Sounds Radio of Arizona.